This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Exploring global food trends, meat consumption, and ethical eating. Discover how global meat consumption patterns are shifting amid rising plant-based diets, ethical eating, and the emergence of clean meat alternatives. Global food trends and shifting meat consumption patterns. Hey, so I was thinking the other day about how much the global food landscape is changing, especially when it comes to meat consumption. It's wild how what we eat is no longer just about taste or tradition, but also tied to bigger issues like ethics, sustainability, and even culture on a global scale. Let's start with the basics. Meat has always been a huge part of diets around the world, but lately, we're seeing a shift in patterns, and it's being driven by a few key things. First off, there's the rise of plant-based diets. More people now are either cutting back on meat or going fully vegetarian or vegan. That might sound like a small trend, but it's actually shaking things up industry-wide. This change isn't just happening in Western countries. Even in parts of Asia and Latin America, plant-based alternatives are gaining serious traction. Why is that happening? Well, a big reason is ethical eating. People are becoming more conscious of animal welfare. This concept called sentiocentrism plays a big role here. Simply put, sentiocentrism is about recognizing that animals are sentient beings who can feel pain and joy, and that has led many folks to rethink eating meat from an ethical standpoint. It's not just about, do I like the taste anymore? It's, should I eat this if it means causing harm? Then there's the environmental side of things. Meat production, especially beef and pork, uses enormous amounts of water, contributes to deforestation, and emits significant greenhouse gases. So environmental concerns are making people reconsider the pros and cons of eating meat. That doesn't mean it's all negative, though. Meat is a dense source of protein, iron, and B vitamins that are essential to many people's diets globally. And for some communities, livestock farming is an important part of local economies and cultures. The growing popularity of clean meat is another fascinating trend. Clean meat refers to meat grown from animal cells in a lab, which means you get the taste and nutritional profile of meat without raising or slaughtering animals. This is still a developing technology, but it's getting a lot of buzz as a potential game changer for how we meet global protein needs sustainably and ethically. It's one of the more intriguing responses to the ethical eating debate because it challenges traditional ideas of what meat really is. People also talk about the arguments for and against eating meat from many angles, and honestly, it's a complex conversation. Arguments for eating meat: nutritional benefits, cultural significance, economic importance, and taste preference. Arguments against eating meat: animal rights concerns based on sentiocentrism, environmental impact, and health issues linked to meat-heavy diets. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation. You might meet someone who grew up in a farming community where meat is woven into every tradition, and for them, completely giving it up feels impossible or even undesirable. On the flip side, urban consumers might see plant-based diets or clean meat as viable and even preferable options. What's cool is that because of these trends, there's more variety than ever. Supermarkets now commonly stock a whole aisle dedicated to plant-based meats and dairy substitutes. Restaurants are offering flexitarian options, and folks are more aware of what's on their plate. This awareness partly comes from ongoing discussions around ethical eating and the ethical implications of our choices. If you want to get a better grasp of these ethical arguments, you should check out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a thoughtful book that digs into the emotional, ethical, and philosophical sides of eating meat or choosing not to. It's a great way to understand the broader picture and ask yourself, what do I value and how does that show up in what I eat? At the end of the day, the global food scene is reflecting larger shifts in how people think about animals, the environment, and health. It's a constantly evolving discussion, and whether you're all about steak, plant-based burgers, or somewhere in the middle, it's worth paying attention to the trends and the reasoning behind them. So the next time you're picking out dinner, think about the big picture. Because food isn't just fuel anymore. It's a statement about values. And for anyone curious about making more informed choices or just wanting to understand the debate, Eat Meat or Don't is a fantastic place to start.